they're fickle as fuck. They're worse than kids.
Yeah.
Like, kids used to be the hardest fucking demographic to nail down because you could never predict what they were going to want. Now, compared to casual gamers, kids are easy. Like, casual games are just like, oh, yeah, we want Candy Crush. Now I want Words with Friends. Now I want Facebook. Now I don't like Facebook. Now my kids like Facebook. Now my kids hate Facebook because I like Facebook. Fucking make up your minds, idiots.
Now I hate my kids.
Now I hate my kids because they like Facebook.
Now I drink.
Now I drink because they like, now I drink because I hate my
kids. Now my kids drink because I drink.
Now my kids hate me because I drink.
Now my drink hates me.
Now my drink hates me because I kid. Hey, this is Chimp Nuggles, show 20. This is 2 decades worth of comedy going on here. It's 20 years. Happy 20.
Happy 20.
Happy 20. I am Mike Devine. I'm your host, and this is a weekly-ish comedy podcast. We are coming to you live over the internet via Google Hangouts. Google Hangouts, it is Skype, but less shittier. Google Hangouts has a neat little feature where we are streaming this on the internet through YouTube. So if you can be our, you can participate. We'll ask you for some questions, and you can give us some suggestions, and we'll use them in the game. One of the neat little features of Google Hangouts here we've also got that Skype does not have, some things we got, sound effects. We got a little soundboard here. So you might hear throughout the show a couple sound effects, like, you know, one of these guys. One of those, maybe. One of that. You may also hear this sound. You may not also hear this sound. You may smell this sound. You may taste this sound.
Are you new choicing yourself here?
I am. What the hell's wrong with me?
Can't you choice yourself? I'm trying to make it a thing, Mike. It's not going to be a thing.
So, that sound was a sound that we call new choice. A little metagame that we play on this show here. Anytime you hear somebody make that sound, they will have to repeat the thing.
That make?
That was me hiccuping and trying not to have it show up on the audio. But, okay, so that is new choice. You will hear the new choice of sound from that person. So, let's go ahead and meet the players. We're going to introduce our players. First, we've got Alex Cantor is a retired suit salesman from Suitsville, Oklahoma. How are you doing, Alex?
I'm pretty good. Little known fact, I also transform into an Aston Martin on command.
Okay. And then we've got Matt Leese, a.k.a. the suit salesman. He likes to buy suits from other suit salesmen as a hobby. Matt, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I actually grew up in Tuxville, Wisconsin, and which, you know, my family all thinks that I am a huge traitor at this point. But, Alex took me under his wing after, you know, couple of years training, and it's been really good. I make a lot of good money off of, you know, comp and stuff like that, and it's just it's been good. It's been real good.
All right, great. So let's go ahead. We're gonna jump into our first game. Our first game is a game we like to call Try That On for Size.
Yes!
Oh yeah,
so fun,
dude. That is literally the funnest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Ha! So. Try That On for Size is a game for Matt and Alex. What we're going to do is we're going to give one of them a action, and then the first person is going to make the sound of that action. The second person is going to take that sound, turn it into a different action, and then throw it right back at them. And they're going to volley back and forth until one of them fucks it up, and then they will lose, and then you will hear this sound. That is the sound of someone losing. So... That is the sound of loss.
That's like the sound of like the upper class getting richer while like the 99% gets slowly fucked over.
Yes, every time you hear that sound, a tax credit for the poor is removed from the roster. Because I'm the tax man. Let's start with Alex. Alex, your action... What? Alex, your first action is going to be swinging a sword.
Swinging a sword, try that out for size.
I'm a character in a Greaser movie, and I'm brushing back my hair. Try that on for size.
Shooting a blow dart. Try that on for size.
Blowing out all 100 candles on my 100th birthday. Try that on for size.
Oh, man, what a nice and healthy run. I'm going to go eat some kale. Try that on for size.
I cannot believe you just said that. Try that on for size.
Fuck you. Try that for size.
No. I almost dinged you for kale, for the use of kale.
You could have whipped
I'm in Seattle. It's a disability. I can't help it.
Alex, I'm whipping up my middle finger at you, so fuck you. Try that on for size. That would have worked.
The dreaded twofer.
All right, so Matt, your action is using a computer mouse.
I'm using a computer mouse. Try that on for size.
I'm using a typewriter. Try that on for size.
No. You changed the sound.
Wait, what? No, I didn't. I tried to make his sound. I just sucked at it.
Alex, your action is piloting a TIE fighter.
Piloting a TIE fighter. Drown it for size.
I'm turning on my electric razor to shave my beard. Try that on for size.
I'm the special duck. Try that on for size.
I don't really want to go to that. Try that on for size.
What? No. No.
Oh, come on.
That's so generic. No.
I was just okay.
Okay. <enough. laughs> Last one. Matt, your action is turning on a lightsaber.
I'm turning on a lightsaber. Try that on for size.
I'm trying to play a kazoo. Try that on for size.
My one-year-old's trying to finally make noises. Try that on for size.
Fuck, that was what I was going to think of, and I had nothing else. Try that on for size.
Was that any structure in that sentence? Was there any?
Fuck that, I was having say town now.
You sound like you're like on your way to become like a journeyman auctioneer, but like you just started.
I'm an auctioneer having a stroke. Try it on for size.
Do I hear? Try it on for size for one. Try it on for size for two. Try it on for size for three. Sold. Try it on for size down right there.
That's your time.
Okay, I want to jump onto a game that we reinvented last week by adding a little twist to it. So we're gonna do it again. This is a game called It'd Be Funnier If. And the way that this game is played is we're going to have two of our players conducting a scene, Alex and Matt. And then in the middle of that scene, I'm going to be serving as a arbiter of constructive criticism. I'm going to choose when to stop the scene and tell them, it would be funnier if, and then give them some helpful advice. And to help me give that advice, I'm going to turn to a random noun generator website we have here. So for an example, let's say we have a scene going and I stop it and I go, it'd be funnier if Alex's arms were full of, and then I click generate. Balls! They're full of balls! And then that is...
From that point on, my arms are and have always been full of balls.
They've always been full of balls. All right, so let's ask our studio audience, all of them, for a suggestion for our scene. I want to hear a suggestion for things you don't want to take a picture of. Something you do not want to take a picture
of. Mike just really wants to see a scene about dick pics.
Dick pics. That's
most people, I mean, you're like, okay, if you're like a significant other, then you probably wouldn't mind the occasional, you know... Nudie. What about a dick pick? Little tiny deer.
A dick pick.
Okay. I got it. Our first suggestion in. Uh-oh. We have hairballs, the ground. I like the ground.
Let's go with the ground.
Okay.
The ground is your suggestion.
Okay, great.
All right. Woo!
The ground.
I can't wait.
The ground.
The ground. All right, players, this is the game of It'd Be Funnier If. Your suggestion is the ground. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Begin.
Private, hit the deck.
Ah! All right, what are we doing, Sarge?
I always forget that you scream in a really delayed sense. It's always throwing me off on the battlefield. Listen, Private, you can't just be standing up. There are bullets flying everywhere. Everywhere.
Well, then what do you want me to do?
Private, we trained...
It'd be funnier if the battlefield were full of Edwards.
All right. You know how Private Ed didn't show up to our secret meeting of four people? Okay. Well, the battlefield is full of clones of them. Do you see
full
that?
Full of clones?
You know, for a while I thought that maybe we were worried about, you know, the enemy, but it turns out the enemy was in our group. It was almost ourselves in a metaphorical kind of sense. And that's what we need to face right now. But if you're just going to stand up...
If the enemy's ourselves, then they can't be clones of Ed. If they're clones of Ed, that means that we are Ed. And therefore, I mean, what are we doing?
Oh, boy.
It'd be funnier if their guns shot out desire.
Boy.
Oh, God, sorry, stop. I've always wanted to go and start my own acting career. What better place than on this battlefield?
Private, put down that gun. Take that gun away from your head. Take that gun away from your head. You're about to disappoint your parents. Take it away from your head. Right now.
No, I could never.
Boy, I will put us in a Mexican standoff right now. Don't you try me.
It'd be funnier if Matt's gun smelled like arguments.
I knew it. I knew it! You've been at the argument clinic again! You're just trying to block my dreams! What are you doing with that on your gun? Are you working for the Eds?
Listen, boy, I wish I was lucky. I wish I could put my gun to my head and I could, you know, have some sort of dream of wishy-washy what I wanted to do in the future, but no. I put my gun to head, you know what I'm reminded of? Every day when you stood up to me in practice, you stood up to me at boot camp, you were a real person. You were a real friend to me.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Hey, before the Rift, they suddenly came under attack from snakes.
Oh God, watch out, watch out. There's a big one near 4 o'clock, and your 5 o'clock, and your 6 o'clock. Oh shit, we're surrounded
by
snakes.
Boy, it's faster than to say that we're surrounded by snakes.
We're surrounded by snakes.
I don't know where that game went, but I want to be there.
Good. I like that, you know, we had three, like, ideological physical things. Like, my gun couldn't shoot out, you know, like, strippers. No, it had to shoot out arguments.
Let's move on to documentary.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Documentary is a game for our players Matt and Alex. The way it works is we're going to have our two players act out as a certain animal. We're going to get a suggestion from our audience as to which animal, and our host is going to be taking us through the world of that animal as a documentarian studying that animal. And he's going to give us a play-by-play of the interactions of said animal. So, let's get a suggestion.
I hope just one somebody says, like, party animal. That's my dream for this game.
Woo!
We got camel, giraffe, Tasmanian devil, moose.
Tasmanian devil.
Oh, God.
All right. So, the suggestion for the animal is Tasmanian devil. Players of the game of documentary. Your Tasmanian devils, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Begin. Welcome to Nigel Cromley's wild world of animals and animal-flavored things. Today we are visiting the wilds of Tasmania, Princess Tasman. We're going to go through the wild Tasmanian outback because we've already encountered the Tasmanian angel and they were just a huge disappointment, but we're looking for the counterpart, the Tasmanian devil. And if we look carefully through the bush here, I think we can see one of them now. Yeah, he's just chewing on a sofa. Sofas are indigenous creatures of this part. Oh, there's another one. He just jumped out of nowhere. And he's sniffing each other's asses. Yeah. They're haggling over the sofa. It looks like they're haggling over who gets to eat the sofa. The first Tasmanian devil is down to 250 per inch, and the first one, no, he doesn't like that at all. No, that's a terrible deal. 350. And the second one begrudgingly accepts, and now they are splitting the sofa, it looks like. They're splitting it. Yeah. Wow, what a majestic transaction that was. Oh, it appears that the first devil's trying to take more than his share of the silver. Oh, the second one's just caught on. He's yelling at him. He's not having any of it. Oh, no. Wow, he's just let loose a spray of piss all over the first time he did it. Little known fact, when Tasmanian devils piss, they shriek. They're the only known animal that does this. They're both just kind of pissing on each other right now. It's a race to see whose bladder is the largest. Oh, and one has choked on the other one's piss, and he's lost this battle. And he's skulking away, leaving the first Tasmanian devil to enjoy his sofa meal.
Just like Don the voice from like the devil robot from Futurama, and just
yes, just Hank Azaria all the time.
It's just Hank Azaria.
You're here in Robot Hell. Yeah. I love the last episode before they were canceled the first time when it's just Fry gets the devil's hands.
Yeah.
And he's just like, can I have my hands back now? No. You're not nice. Okay, let's moving right along, chugging right along. We're going to jump into our next game. Penis? What?
Venus. It's with a B. Fucking savage.
What is Venus?
What the heck?
What does Venus mean? Is that like going ham? I don't know slang words.
I don't know. I was hoping no one would ask, so I'd look like I was in the know.
See, that's why on fleek is a word. No one knows what on fleek means. It doesn't have a meaning. Just no one asked the question of what does it mean. No one wanted to seem uncool.
Oh my god, like Frindle.
Frindle?
Man, that book was... Looking back, isn't that book... Is that dumb? Is it dumb?
Fuck Frindle.
Okay. Fuck Frindle.
Okay, so, Frindling right along, we're gonna jump along into our next game, a game called Interrogation. So, the way Interrogation works is we are going to bring in our robber. One of our players has committed a crime with someone at a place, and we don't even know what the crime was yet.
Yeah.
And the problem is, the player doesn't know what the crime was, who they were with, or where they were. So Alex is going to leave the room. He's going to mute himself so we can get our suggestions for...
Headphones are off.
We can get our suggestion for the person he was with, the place they were at, and the crime that he did. And then we're going to bring Alex back once we get those suggestions from the audience. And he is going to have 3 minutes to, based on our clues as detectives, we're going to subtly suggest to him the answers to those questions. And he's going to try to confess for us. So first, I need a suggestion for a person they were with, a place they were at, and a crime they did.
Oh, okay, we got Puss in Boots, Pinocchio, and Taylor Swift. I kind of like Pinocchio.
Yeah, I think Pinocchio.
Okay, we got Mall, Wall of China, Janitor Closet.
Mall.
The mall?
Mall. Mall.
And then, okay, crime. Picking pumpkins, stringing Christmas lights, knitting. I like stringing Christmas lights.
Yeah. Okay, so we have our suggestions. Our suggestions are Pinocchio is the person. They were at the mall, and they were stringing Christmas lights together.
Oh, man, they were putting those, they were putting them up.
Putting them real up. All right, let's ping.
Come back. He said no. Our player has, okay, it's down to Mike and I. Okay, right. Mike.
It's a head-to-head showdown.
Oh, man.
He's back.
Nuts.
Let's go. We've got our suggestions. So, players, this is the game of interrogation. 3 minutes on the clock. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
All right, get in here.
Get in here right now, buddy. Get in here.
Sit in that chair.
Fuck. Oh, yeah.
so he's going to act like he's not paying attention to us.
Fuck. Where am I?
You're going to act the fool.
Well, right now you're about to sit in the chair. Huh? You gonna do that for us?
You can't.
Yeah, sure. I'm sitting. What do you want, officers? I didn't do shit. Okay, just what do you want?
You can pretend that you don't know what's going on here, but we know you're a real boy. We know you gotta answer these questions.
We am a boy. I got a penis and everything. You want to see it?
No, I don't want to see your wood. I've already seen your wood. It's right on your face.
But I'm gonna tell you right now, for your buddy, it'd be best if you stopped lying, because it's only gonna get him in more and more trouble. If you know what I'm saying.
It sounds like one of those zero-sum game problems. I didn't do shit.
You can keep talking all you want, but the glass in front of you, that's going to shatter if it gets any longer than that. I mean, come on.
Stay quiet. You'll start hearing crickets. You know what we don't want to hear? Crickets. None of them.
Yeah. I totally agree. Crickets suck. I would never try to shatter any glass with cricket screeches, dude. That's messed up.
Well, I would think not, because your crickets, all they do is fucking sing.
Yeah, also...
Dude, I was not hanging... Dude, I wouldn't be caught dead with Jiminy Cricket. It's messed up.
That's not with the cricket. Are you kidding me? But the cricket is fine. The cricket's been in jail for years.
Oh, really?
It's his buddy we've been after.
Oh, God.
Thinks he saw that. Thinks he's real.
Well. What are you going to do?
He's just, all he does is keep it real all the time. Way too real, if you ask me.
You know, I really expected...
You guys are confusing me even more.
Your partner showed extreme growth. Extreme growth, right?
One particular area of his face.
He was willing to move on.
What the fuck are you talking about? I was hanging out with the partner of a cricket. You make no sense, officers.
I mean, listen, some people's dad, like, I don't know, maybe you had a rotten childhood. Some people's dads, you know, some people, they're cobblers. Some people's dads make them out of wood. Some people's dads are bakers, you know.
Dude, I was not hanging out with fucking Pinocchio. What that would have to do with a cricket.
I knew it.
Are you kidding me? Anyway.
I knew it. Alright, calm down, man. Calm down. We'll get him later in confession.
Really? Okay. Yeah, alright, so you were with Pinocchio. Alright, that was a given.
Hit me, officer. You know
Boom.
You wanna.
Boom.
Go for it.
So it's where you were at. It's almost a little complex. There's so many options.
I mean, you can never just have one.
I love choices. We're in America, officer. I would never hurt America.
You, that you do.
It's a one-stop shop, if you will. I mean, you just, I mean, you know you're going to court after this, but it's only a question of what type of court. It could be a court of law. It could be a court of food. It could be any kind of court. It's up to you. Balls in your court.
You know, you think you can just walk through life just free sampling everything. That's just not going to work. It might work here, but it can't work everywhere.
It's only going to work in a maximum of one place out of all these places.
Not a singleton pattern.
I should hope not, because that wouldn't fly in this location where you were at with Pinocchio. In fact, nothing's going to fly there. It's enclosed. Except maybe those little, like, RC planes they got from the little things. But, I mean, you wouldn't know anything about that.
You're right. I had no idea.
Listen, it's about 7 p.m. It's about time for us and the other 90 people to close down shop, you know?
What the hell?
Everywhere in every shop in this location here.
Closing down. It's 7 p.m. Sometimes 9 p.m. on the weekends.
We are not in Penn Station.
No, you are not, because there's no transportation here. This is one-stop shopping, fool.
Oh, my God. One-stop shopping?
One-stop shopping for all your needs.
I'm not in the Legend of Zelda NPC shop.
Of course not, because they wouldn't sell that shit there, except maybe in Hot Topic. That's the one place in this vast region that they might have that type of item.
I'm not in the Mall of America either.
Yeah, okay. All right. Close enough.
I knew you were in the fucking mall. You admit.
The mall with Pinocchio. What's Pinocchio doing in a mall, huh? Visiting a woodworker?
Hmm? I mean, what's he doing in the mall? He can do what he wants. Free goddamn country.
He already got it for snorting wood resin. I don't know what else you want. All right, but it's what you were doing that was really disturbing. What you were doing is just so sick.
No, it wasn't.
So twisted.
Twisted, and sometimes the icicle pattern too. But either way, when they blink like that, it's heinous. And you got, you know, if one of them's out, the whole thing's out, none of them work. That shit's a fire hazard is what it is. You should think twice.
Why would I be hanging Christmas lights in a mall?
Can we get a full confession from you?
Oh, God! I was with Pinocchio in the mall hanging Christmas lights.
Oh,
fuck you.
How did you get Christmas lights so fast, but the mall took 2 minutes? You immediately got Christmas lights with Pinocchio in the mall.
Literally asked the question.
No. So it sounded like you were talking about some, like, a reference to, like, some imaginary place I didn't know. You were like, oh, you know, there are so many options. Maybe, you know, there's a court and a food court and a basketball court. Dude, there's all sorts of courts, and there's thousands of little RC planes. Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
No. That part didn't anger me. The part that angered me is when you screamed, "What the fuck does Pinocchio have to do with a cricket?"
I still don't know.
I want you to go back and rewatch Pinocchio if you ever get a chance.
No, it's a terrible movie when you're an adult. Why would I do that?
How often he's hanging with a cricket in that movie?
It's fairly awful.
When you wish upon a...
Oh, he's from Pinocchio?
Oh, my God.
I honestly did not know this. So, like, I said Jiminy Cricket, like, instantly, but I did not know he was from Pinocchio.
And now you know.
The more you know.
The more you know.
No. Don't you sad Trump. Fuck.
The thing is, I kind of want that sad trombone to follow the more you know logo now. Just, like, G.I. Joe says their thing. Just... G.I. Joe. Go ahead. Now the world don't move to the beat of this one. Everywhere you look, everywhere. Green juice, guava juice, giant snake, birthday cake, large fries, chocolate cake.
Let's finish this on up here. We're sliding in the home stretch here. We're going to do some ending games. We're doing some sex positions. Sex positions is a game where each of us are going to take a turn listing off the name of a sex position. The rest of us are going to go in order describing the act of that sex position, and then the original person is going to give the actual truth behind that sex position. So we're going to go in order. Alex, your sex position.
The rusty circus tent.
Oh.
Okay. The rusty circus tent is when you get all of your closest friends to run on the hottest day of the year, and then after 6 hours after stopping, everyone's sort of crusty with sweat, and you pile them all into a tent, and what happens after that is too kind of horrific to describe, so we're going to end it there.
Use your imagination. All right, well, the Rusty Circus tape is actually what happens when you go to a Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus performance the day after the elephants have had some real bad case of the runs. And someone just brings in an air horn in the crowd, and they set it off, and it just spooks the elephants, and they let it spray everywhere.
Oh.
And it gets rusty.
So you guys have ridiculous imaginations. But what the Rusty Circus tent actually is when you pop a boner in a pair of jeans that are so old and overdue for a wash that you spilled at least four different colored things on them.
Wow. Okay, that was way off.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to know about the live toss hot sauce.
Right. The live toss hot sauce is when you toss a bottle of Frank's Red Hot in the air and fuck a girl and try to get it over and done with before the Frank's Red Hot comes landing back down on her ass and shatters and spills glass and hot sauce all over y'all's genitals.
And then you keep going because you're a man, damn it.
Win or lose, you keep going.
Oh, God.
That's also the last time I'll ever say y'all's genitals.
Y'all's genitals.
That's my favorite third wave punk band.
If that's the first time y'all's genitals has ever been said in a term that isn't related to, incest. What are you doing with y'all's genitals? Oh, yeah, wait, Shane, what was it again?
Live toss.
All right. That's just when you fuck a Mexican chick in front of a live studio audience.
Wow, that's simple. All right.
Simple.
However, simplicity is stupid. All right, so the live toss hot sauce really is when you take your significant other and you scour cities looking for news reporters, hopefully novices, starting up a live recording of a news, update. And you run up to them and you pour a bottle of hot sauce over their head and then try and convince them to have a threesome with you and your significant other live in front of everyone.
You gotta have the studio audience. Otherwise, you're not even trying.
All right, so I want you guys to tell me about the third manatee.
The third manatee. All right, so the third manatee is when you're at a club and you and your buddies are talking to these two hot chicks and you're hitting it off great, and then her third token fat friend comes and someone has to take one for the team and fuck the third manatee.
Okay. All righty. Well, the third manatee, you see, is actually a lot like the Third Reich.
Go on.
Exclusive, and only about 6% of the population actually enjoys what's going on.
Well, those are inspired choices, but the true third manatee is actually a way of birth control. You see, you time your thrusts so that you go one manatee, two manatee, and then on the third manatee, you pull out.
So it's like having sex in molasses. As long as it makes kind of a sound every single time.
Oh, God.
Extra bonus round.
All right.
We won't explain them. Just list them. I'll call you out, and then we'll go in order. Just list the sex positions.
Lightning round.
Go. Just lightning round. Go, Alex. List the sex positions.
Syrian cowbell.
I had one that went pot slam flotsam.
Jamaican me crazy bones.
Oh, God. The moonstone.
I don't think of any other ones. That was just it for me.
You're out? All right, you're out of this round. Go, sit down, you're out.
Oh, that's actually the name of the position. It's just it for me.
I still got him.
That's my position. That's just it for me.
Yep.
Matt is eliminated. I have one. Paul, I want a cracker.
Oh, God. Smells like Teen Spirit.
All of mine rhyme and aren't based off pop culture, you idiots.
Donkey Kong bongos.
Oh, God. The shipyard.
The sloppy Vanessa.
How exotic.
The slow drone Don Corleone.
The Vietnamese Don Draper.
Oh.
Ooh.
The draped Vietnamese.
Whoa.
The close but a dozen cigars.
The yellow brick road.
Pulp Fiction.
Dogging the reservoir.
Talking that. The pop culture.
Citizen's shame.
The hateful eight.
Oh, God. The Oh, God, no, that's fucking weird. But fuck it, the ball gag James Bond.
Oh, that's good. Oh, Ed's here.
The fashionably late.
The fashionably late is when you're going at it for, like, maybe, like, 8 hours, and you know, you're all numb, and you can't feel anything, and then, you know, you give up, and then, like, 3 days later, you ejaculate, and then you're fashionably late.
I'm debating whether to address the fact that Ed showed up for the last game.
Wait, give me a second. Mike, I have an idea. Give me a second. Let me just roll through this. Ed, yep. You are typing on a keyboard. All right, now quick, give me a synopsis for Old Yeller.
There's wait, a dog no, talking like a girl. Get shot.
Okay. It'd be funnier if you were talking like a girl during that.
Hey, Old Yeller is a dog, and he gets shot.
All right, Ed, give me your impression of a Tasmanian devil. Describe that sex position to me.
The Tasmanian devil?
Mm-hmm.
The Tasmanian devil is a sweet lovemaking session in the middle of a tornado.
Ed, who are you with?
I want a full confession.
I was with Martha Stewart.
What were you doing?
I was on the battleship.
Where were you?
No, you weren't on the battleship, goddammit!
I'm sorry. I was in a kayak on the Indian Ocean. And we were raking leaves.
Son of a bitch.
All right, Ed, that was a good improv show.
All right.
Well, hi, Ed.
Hello. Who's ready to record Chip Knuckles, so guys? I literally just got home. I'm like, I bet they're not here. Oh, they're still going. All right, there's a lot of banter in this show. Okay.
A lot of banter. Not enough banter.
Oh, I guess, you know, I just took off of my airplane, and I'm like, maybe Chip Knuckles is going. You know, I just got out of scuba diving, and, you know, I got attacked by a few jellyfish, but not enough to really, like, I'm still conscious, so I'm like, maybe I'll just check out.
All out.
Okay.
Can we call the show All's Well That Ed's Well?
I think we have to now.
Yes. I was literally trying to think of a pun, and as I started speaking, that came into my mind. That's how quick that worked. So,
oh, wow.
It literally cannot be named anything but that. Like, if you try to name the file anything else, the, like, file uploader will actually, like, gray it out.
you'll get that, like, that no sound. That really the really condescending, like, new Windows no sound where it's like, hello! Windows no sound was like, no. Nope.
I want to replace the Windows sound with you making that sound.
No.
It's like, let me click on that clip.
We sound like that hot rod.
No.
We sound like that hot rod team with all them, like, impersonating the bell outside the pool. Is that what I'm talking about?
Yep.
I've only seen that movie once and not 40 once. So.
Well, there's your problem.
I mean, clearly that's my not my derogative. My prerogative.
That's not my derogative, you son of a bitch.
That's not my swear word, it's yours.
That is our word.
You don't say that word.
So that was Chim Knuckles Show 20, brought to you by Brandon's Beef. It's the only beef made by Brandon.com.
It ain't Brandon, it ain't beefy.
How come we can come up with stupid slogans for everything else that we improv, but we can't come up with a slogan for Chim Knuckles?
You don't make beef. Ignorant toad.
Do we have one for Chip Knuckles? Is Chip Knuckles stay knuckly?
We are chimp. Listen, is
Chip Knuckles? If they ain't knuckles, they're not chimp.
If they're not chip,
so we are chimp knuckles.
We are chimp nipples.
We are
the chimp is... knuckles. Knuckles kind of sounds like nipples. Can we please make that our slogan?
Wait, you know what we should do is we should just use that random noun generator and just come up with, like, a random slogan every time.
I like it.
It'd be funny if our slogan was bees.
So, okay, we are Chimp Knuckles. We are a weekly comedy performance podcast. We are on www.chimpknuckles.com. We are on all of the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, SoundCloud. We are on all of the podcast apps that you may have. We've got the iTunes. We've got all of the Android ones. Google Play Music is coming out with podcasts soon, and we're going to be there right at the bottom. But we'll be there. We're on all the other podcast catcher apps. If you've got a podcast app and you use it for casting pods, we're probably there. Search for Chimp. I bet you there won't be any other results other than Chimp Nuggles.
We haven't tested that theory, so we might be wrong.
We're almost definitely wrong, but...
Oh my god, the slogan, or my name isn't Knuckles.
BenSound.com does our music. He don't know he does, he don't though, he do. So...
You don't know it be like it is, but it Knuckles.
People don't think it be like it is. Ben Sound do. BenSound.com. Good night, everybody!
Good night.
End
it. Tim Knuckles.
Well, we won't explain him.